All right. We are live. This is CDSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CDSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intellect Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show on this May 22nd, 2025. We have a subject that's going to be on acceptance, and we have some of our usual co-hosts coming in. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq peoples. And also, thank you for joining us in the radio station, Celia.
It's a pleasure.
Good to be here. Yeah, she's the president of Minnetonka Park Association, so always great to have her in here. We also are going to have Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkna, BC.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have some John 5, we have some Slamosa, we have some Enigma, and also some Night in Athens. And if we have enough time, we have some Roly Platt. So stay tuned for that. And also, we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just helping us make this world a better, beautiful place. Coming up first, we're going to play some John 5 and his song Fiend. And this one's featuring Kenny Arnoff. So have a listen to this. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Ooh, man, that was a fast song. That was from John 5. That was his song called Fiend featuring Kenny Arnoff. So pretty awesome, man. I liked it. It sure got our hearts going.
It did.
Woke us from the dead, if we were dead. So we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk. Welcome to the program, Wegedesk.
Thanks, Chief. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on the radio show with you guys. Lots of love to you guys in the studio and the listeners around the universe.
Awesome, man. We'd like to get this show on the road started properly, and we'd like to ask you, please and thank you, lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, Chief. Let's get ready for three awesome deep breaths, breathing in the peace and appreciation and gratitude. And on the exhale, let's let everything go. Let's relax our jaw, our face muscles, our shoulders, our back, our toes, anywhere that you might be feeling some stress from life. Let's let it all go. And in through the nose in 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Two more. One more. Lots of love in. And let all that stress out. Awesome. I feel so much better after that.
Wow. It's awesome. Yeah, it sure does feel awesome getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, getting us all fired up and ready for an awesome show. Our subject is going to be on acceptance, and would love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, Chief, that's a really good one. Acceptance, hey, like when I hear that right off the bat, I'm kind of thinking like, oh, you know what? Acceptance is like settling, and I think we can always strive to do better, but then I'm reminded of a process called quantum thinking, where you can hold two seemingly opposite ideas in your belief system at the same time. And a good example of that is I believe I am going to learn everything there is to learn in the entire universe. And I also believe that I'm just a human being. And so by believing both of those, I allow myself to be really invigorated and have the thirst for knowledge and learn everything there is to learn in the universe. But also, when things aren't going my way, or perhaps I need to rest and take it easy, and that's where this acceptance comes in, I can remind myself, you know what? I'm just a human being. And so I think, like anything, Chief, acceptance especially is in the right place and at the right time, it can be exactly what we need. So yeah, that's what I got to think about acceptance. How about you? What are you thinking about it?
Well, I've been thinking about it heavily a lot, and I know it's one of the last steps in the process of grieving. And you know, we all go through traumas and tribulations and hard times and things that make us not feel too great. And one of the final steps in getting over it and getting some healing and getting on the right track, getting back on a positive path, is acceptance. And it's when it's a state of mind of when you accept yourself, not only about yourself but people around you and also your environment. And when you can get to the state of mind of acceptance in your environment and the people around you and yourself, you get to a state of peace. Because then you can, you know, ride the acceptance of just letting it be. And this is what I learned in counseling, and also from the words of Counselor Fari. Because she would always bring this up to some of the people that she was counseling, including myself, you know, to understand and accept yourself and your position and where you are as a person and your environment and the people around you. This is what we're all looking for. And sometimes we think that, you know, if I go to Hawaii or the Bahamas,
solve them.
I'm going to be so happy. But you get there and everything comes with you. All those things that were bugging you, the things, your state of mind, the troubles that you formulate in your brain, these all come with you. So no matter where you are, you're still going to be in that still state of mind. And you know, these are things that we have to work on ourselves to be satisfied and happy with where we are, who we are, and who we're with. And when we can do that, you know, that's where peace comes from. And it's a very tremendous thing. It's abstract thinking, because you know, these are things that we can develop in ourselves. It's not easy, of course. You know, it takes time. It takes counseling. It takes understanding yourself, understanding others, understanding your environment. And these just don't automatically happen when you press a button. I wished it could happen that way, but no, it takes effort. And I really thank and appreciate you for coming on to our program and sharing, you know, these deep thoughts that you share with us. You know, there's so much wisdom in the things that you say. I always have to re-listen to the program just to remember and understand what you say. So and I encourage, you know, our listener out there, you know, if you don't get it, you know, just go to the podcast, re-listen to it. You know, it's awesome stuff. It's got some wisdom. It's got some pretty good music. And yeah, we really thank you for joining us and bringing us through our deep breaths and all the wisdom that you bring.
Absolutely, brother. It's my pleasure to be on the best radio station in town. Thanks for having me, as always. And keep the deep breaths going, y'all.
Beautiful.
Bye for now. Talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Lots of love to you. Bye for now.
Peace, y'all.
Bye. Yeah.
Awesome, man. That was our brother, Wegedesk, from the Mi'kmaq people, a high diving champion of the world. He's always got some real deep wisdom and great words and enthusiasm to like boost us for the rest of our week, and just awesome. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be having Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So we got a song for him picked out, and it's from one of my favorite bands from Norway, Slåmåsa, and this is their song Psychonaut. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
seek to the mountains, breathing in and out the air. Now I go under the surface, make my way through all the years. It's so
Slamosa, and one of my favorite bands out of Norway. Very powerful song. I really love the lyrics too. And I played that for our guest, Mr. Silar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And how are you doing, Mr. Silar?
Very good, dear chief. Just excellent.
Yeah, it's so wonderful for you to join us. We have a subject today, and it's on acceptance. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
perfect. With honor. You know, when I hear about this word, acceptance, the first thing that comes always to my mind is this serenity prayers.
Mm.
So that all of you know that we say, God, help me to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Yes, this few lines of these meaningful prayers have always challenged my mind in the way that who is setting these borders of what we can do and what we cannot. So we are setting these borders. And I believe that we comfortably adding and adding and adding different things to the list of what we cannot change, then we accept with serenity and feel good. As example, I think when it comes to protecting somebody or some group, some nation against injustice, many of us don't do what it takes to help. Or let's say when they are some of our sisters and brothers in need, we choose the easy way to give them a fish instead to put up our sleeves and teach them how to catch a fish.
Mm.
Because the second choice of teaching somebody is difficult and challenging.
Mm.
But it has to be done, because we should always think that we are all the limbs of the same body of human race. So all of that, what I think and I said, bring me to the most important part of this prayer, which is the wisdom to know the difference between what I can do and what I can't do.
Mm.
I believe the challenge is always to put more things, especially difficult things, the human thing, to the list of what I can do, and have also the courage to do that, because this is the only way I can see how I can do my part as a tiny limb of this human body to do whatever I am created to do. This is actually what I think about that.
Very powerful. I'm so awesome. It's just an awesome thing to, you know, get the perspective of people like yourself and great minds and people that have experience and wisdom and learn and help us to understand ourselves and our environments and the people around us. It's something that connects us to, you know, like you said, humanity. These are key things that we really believe here in this radio station, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and we really acknowledge, you know, the workers here like Magnus, Conavar, Jesse, Daniel, some of the volunteer workers here that, you know, they're the ones that keep this radio program going, radio station going, and so we can share all these wonderful positive things with each other and learn from each other. It's just a blessing, and it's an honor to have you come and participate and share some of the knowledge and wisdom that you have. It's just very marvelous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Most welcome. Actually, his honor is mine that it is possible, you made it possible for me to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful program that I know it is heard in many places in this world. And also the way that you do, the people who you invite and talk with them, they are all wonderful, wonderful people. And I really cannot say enough how thankful I am for this wonderful job that all of you are doing. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of you. I love you all.
Beautiful.
Lovely. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Lots of love to you, too. And we're already looking forward to hearing from you again and bringing you onto the program. So lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend.
Thank you very much. I wish you the same. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye for now. All right. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Always wonderful to hear from him and get some words of wisdom and experience. Just very marvelous.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to carry on the program and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we'll be having my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkana, BC. But we're going to play his song of the week, and it's from Enigma, and the song is Sadness. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.